This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time. Listeners of today's program might have an interest in value stocks similar to those Tracy shared today. If you'd like access to her Value Investor Portfolio Service, which includes real-time buys and sells, market insights and commentary, visit www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or call toll-free 1-888-775-8348 between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Outside the U.S., call 1-312-265-9309. Again, that's www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or toll-free 1-888-775-8348. Outside the U.S., 1-312-265-9309.
So it's getting to be the end of the year here, and of course, all of our thoughts in investing turn to what will happen next year. So let's talk about value for 2017. I know I keep saying, you know, stocks are hitting all-time highs because they keep hitting the highs, and, you know, nobody can find any value, and I've proven that wrong in prior podcasts, that there is still value out there. But I'm looking a little bit more forward, you know, into 2017. Where can you find it? And looking around, I determined that sometimes the best areas to find the value is where you kind of least expect it. And the value, because of it being out of favor, usually among Wall Street and the other investors, is that usually means it's in a place that you don't like as an investor. You might even hate it, actually. So this kind of goes into the area of, you know, you hate that industry or hate that sector. Maybe you should consider buying it, because that's the whole point of value investing, is that others aren't in it. So sometimes as a value investor, you might have to hold your nose and just dive in, even though you don't want to. And I think you might be surprised, because this has happened to me numerous times over the years, is that I've come across a stock in an area where I'm like, well, that's so boring. You know, nobody's in that, or it's done nothing for years. Why should I get in that? And that is the time when a value investor should be sitting up and taking notice and looking at that either sector, industry, or that particular company a little more closely. So what are the cheapest areas for investors heading into 2017? I looked around, I found three areas that everybody positively dislikes and or hates right now, and us value investors should be looking into them. So the first area is an area I know you all dislike, because no one ever listens to the podcast when it's about this topic, and it is international stocks. So yeah, they're boring, and no, we don't care. And they've actually done nothing over the last 8 years. I just saw a chart on StockTwits, or maybe it was Twitter, that showed that while the S&P 500 has been, you know, soaring over the last 8 years since 2009, the bigger broad world index is actually down like 1% over that time period. It kind of kept track with the S&P the first couple years out of the Great Recession, but it's done absolutely nothing the last couple of years. Part of that is probably because of China, but still, that was real sad to see. And if you were invested in the world over the last couple of years, you feel like you're behind. And so usually investors, their instinct is if they have a couple of years of trailing domestic indexes, they get out of the international stocks because they're like, that's dead money. I need to get out of there. Understandably so. But again, this can provide an opportunity for those of us who are value investors. Now, I've said I like the small caps. So I looked around and I did find an ETF that is a world small cap ETF, but it excludes the US. It's Vanguard. So it has the low fees. Its ticker is VSS. And industrials and consumer cyclicals are the two biggest areas. It's cheap. It has a forward PE of 14.4. Its price-to-book ratio is just 1.3. And so that's real cheap. It's under the 3 I usually look for. And it also has a price-to-sales ratio of just 0.8, which is a great value fundamental. Pays a dividend yield of 2.7. That's fantastic. I get this extra bonus of 2.7. And you would have had to need that dividend because, again, this fund has basically done almost nothing over that, even just a long time period. In 5 years, it's up just 19.8%. But again, as investors, I don't care what it did in the past. I'm looking to the future. everybody's ignoring the world market, world stocks. And so I want to take a look at it. I'm not saying you should be going jumping all in international stocks, but you should be looking for opportunities. Now, if you want to play individual positions, I looked around for those too in a couple of the countries that I feel have been beaten down to see if anything was real cheap. So I looked in Mexico, I looked in Colombia, Brazil. I guess I tend to favor Central and South America. I didn't really look in Asia very much, but I looked in those three areas and I came across Embraer Air, ERJ is the ticker. I've looked at them and talked about them in the past. They're Brazilian regional jet maker. So regional jets are real popular right now, both on the commercial side and also, you know, for private jet regional jets. They make like the smaller jets that, you know, the Hollywood movie star might buy or rent to fly around. And then they also make those regional jets you might fly between certain smaller size cities. These are become real big for the airlines now. They have a backlog on their commercial jets of $21.4 billion as of September 30th. That's pretty good. They've even said on an analyst day recently that the commercial market was stable and they see a growing aviation market over the next several years. As the middle class expands across the world, people want to travel and they're going to do a lot of it on this regional kind of jets. It has a PE pretty cheap, only 13. Its price to book is fantastic at 0.9 and has a price to sales ratio of just 0.5. So all of its value fundamentals are great. 2017 expected growth of 30%. So the analysts really like what they see for next year. It does pay a dividend, but it's real small. So if you're looking for just individual plays, this is one keep in mind on the international area. Its ticker again is ERJ, does trade here in the United States out of Brazil. So also, you know, keep a watch list on some of your other favorite international stocks because they are out there if you don't want to buy an ETF. So I like both. I like both ETFs on that area on the world. You can also buy the regional country ETFs if you're interested in a specific country. And I like to buy the individual plays. So turning to my next area, home builders. That's an area that no one likes right now. In fact, I was just tweeting out about the home builders and why would you want to buy them with someone who's a mortgage broker? And we kind of have a back and forth about it. And so it made me think about what, you know, them in 2017 with rising mortgage rates, but an economy that could possibly be heating up substantially and wages that might be going up. So maybe things aren't going to be, you know, bad for them with higher mortgage rates because other things are still good. So I looked around and Toll Brothers stood out to me. Their ticker is TOL. They're cheap right now. They have a PE of just 10. They also have a price to book of 1.2. So both of those are cheap value fundamentals. They just had 20% year-over-year growth. They are launching a new brand to target affluent millennials because, yes, there are affluent millennials now. And Toll Brothers is the more expensive brand. So they are taking market share away from some others. They had a real good quarter last quarter on the West Coast. That is still super strong, especially in California. Some of the Trump administration future goals, we don't know yet what they're going to do, may help upper income households, especially on tax breaks and that kind of thing. So they are the Toll Brothers buyers. Shares haven't really done anything this year. They're actually down 4.4% year to date. So they're underperforming the overall stock market. Those are all value fundamentals, but with, you know, growth going on for next year. So this is not a value trap type stock. So look around at the home builders. Again, I do like Toll. The ticker is TOL, but there's going to be other ones that also have interesting stories. But that is a, you know, kind of out of favor sector. It hasn't been in favor since 2012. So it's been 5 years. Definitely look at the home builders. And then the third area that nobody likes are basically the mall retailers. This would be the big department stores, the JCPenney's, the Sears. I looked at JCPenney's. I still like it. I consider it to be a turnaround, but it's not cheap because the earnings just aren't there yet. It's trading at 186 times. Ticker is JCP. I still do think it will survive. But one that is still cheap that is in some malls and then also the strip mall, which I believe is helping it, is Kohl's. Ticker is KSS. I've mentioned it before on this podcast because it is cheap. It's 13 times, but it's expected to grow earnings next year about 7%. A lot of these bigger big box retailers that are in the malls like Dillard's are not expected to see any earnings growth next year. I consider them to be much more of a value trap. So Kohl's is in some malls, but it's also in those bigger strip malls, which are doing better than the old style malls where you find the JCPenney's, the Dillard's, the Macy's, those. So that's my little take on why one is different from the other. But everybody hates the retailers, like basically across the board, almost all of them. So, you know, that as a value investor, we need to look into that area because everyone else is fleeing. We need to go towards it, but only when it has the good fundamentals and it's not a value trap. So look for something like Kohl's with the earnings growth and stay away from something like Dillard's. And JCPenney is still up in the air. I don't know what to make of that one, but they are, you know, seemingly going to be turning it around. So those are the three areas that basically, you know, nobody likes going into 2017 and where we could find some value. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, you might be going, ew, Tracy, I hate all of those areas. I can't believe you're telling me to go look at those stocks. But that is where value is found. And sometimes you might be surprised and get, you know, a hidden gem or an opportunity in an area where nobody else wants to be. And, you know, we've seen that over the course of the last couple of years. And even with an area like the banks where nobody wanted to be in them, even just a year ago. And now, of course, the hot thing. But you're going to have patience. We know this because value investors have to have the patience and you might have to wait it out longer than you think. But look for, pullbacks, any kind of areas where you can get these stocks cheaper. And then it's not so bad to be patient because you're getting them cheap. So let me recap what I talked about. We got the Vanguard All World Small Cap, excluding the U.S., which is VSS. We have Embraer Air, which is ERJ. We have some home builders with Toll Brothers, TOL. And then we have the mall retailers, Kohl's, KSS, JCPenney, JCP, still up in the air. And stay away from like Dillard's, DDS, or some of the others like Macy's. So that's it for this podcast. And of course, you can find all the other value investor podcasts on SoundCloud and also on Zacks.com and iTunes. And I'll have some more good value ideas going forward here as we head into 2017. And, always there are always value stocks out there and I'm going to find them. So I'll see you again next week.